Late last year, Governor Wolf ordered the state DEP to join the collaboration of nine states through an executive order. Under the initiative, electric power generators would have to purchase a credit or allowance for each ton of CO2 they emit. At a Senate Appropriations Committee budget hearing with DEP officials, Senator Joe Pittman discussed the negative impact of the carbon tax on jobs at coal-fired power plants.
These carbon emitters that keep our lights on have to make modeling plans. We talk a lot about modeling. Well, they have a business model that they have to make plans for, and a lot of that is maintenance and upkeep. And I can tell you they're already pulling out. And you're probably going to push them out of the market before you even get a nickel of carbon tax.
Senator Pittman said that regardless of anyone's position on climate policy, it's a dangerous precedent to assume that the governor can unilaterally impose a tax. Pennsylvania has 19 coal-fired electric generating units. That's nearly one quarter of the state's total electric generating capacity. From the state capitol, I'm Hanson Quickle.